This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the World Wide Wave.
That's right, it is World Wide Wave time, Joy's international news and current affairs show, taking you around the globe one country at a time. Tonight, we head behind the Great Wall to uncover gay life in China. With records dating back to the 6th century showing acceptance of same-sex relations, what changed in China to make homosexuality illegal? And are the winds of change blowing back, with young Chinese people being more open to gays and lesbians? Is the gay community starting to find its own voice? To understand gay life in China, tonight we speak with Felix, a Chinese-born student now living in Melbourne.
Worldwide Wrapped starts off in New Zealand, Aotearoa, my hometown. So gay rights groups are fuming. It is because there is a World Rugby Cup to be held in the United Kingdom, and there is a sports journalist who decided to joke that a couple would come together and get married.
It's actually a radio competition, so a radio station.
The Edge, I hate them. And my friend Oliver Chan, bless him, wrote a blog post about this, and he was so passionate about what he wrote that the Herald Sun picked it up and publicized that it's just not cool to make it into a joke or a contest to have two men getting married.
So basically, the radio station put out there for all straight blokes, they wanted two straight blokes to show their bromance love by getting married.
Yeah, and basically, if they did that, then they could get tickets to the Rugby World Cup. And so they definitely had about 24 people signing up.
Are we just getting a little bit uptight? Have we forgotten how to be funny about these things? Or is it an attack on this newfound right that Kiwi gay boys and girls have found?
I don't know.
I think you've got some strong opinions on this, Gruel.
Well, because I've thought about it myself, and I thought, like, would a guy and a girl, if they said, like, get married to win tickets to the Rugby World Cup,
would that cause a stir?
Would I care? And I thought, not too much. And so I don't know that I care about getting a gay couple to get married any more than I'd care about getting a straight couple to get married. What else is going on in the world, Matt?
Let's head across to India now. The new Indian government, newly elected Indian government, has asked the Supreme Court to change its pro-transgender ruling. The Supreme Court recently came out and effectively gave credence to transgender people, giving them certain permissions within, or recognition basically, within Indian society. The new Indian government, which has been quite vocal saying that it will not reverse the sodomy laws in India, the government has now gone to the Supreme Court and said, we want you to re-look at that ruling which has given rights to transgender people.
And we'll get back to more about China this week in the news, but we are talking about a British diplomat and his American boyfriend. They put up hashtag love is great, and it got more than 34,000 likes and 31,000 shares on Weibo, which is kind of like the Chinese Twitter Facebook thing. And same-sex marriage, as you'll learn on the show, is against the law in China, but the Beijing wedding was held. Oh my God, they had bagpipes.
Wow, Squirrel, that is really random. Are you sure you're not reading that incorrectly? Bagpipes.
Bagpipes. In Beijing. Well, and you know how people here were thinking that maybe they could get married in an embassy in Canberra, even though it's not allowed in Australia. Pretty much this is what's going on in Beijing, except it's a diplomat and his American boyfriend. So they have every right to get married within the embassy, and it's got fairly popular posts.
Now, we're going to ask our guest about that a bit later and about the effects of something like that, reaching out to raise issues, to raise the profile of LGBT people in China. But across to Israel now, where very conservative Judaism has ordained its first openly gay rabbi, British-born Rabbi Mike Goldstein.
You've got kind of three sects of Judaism. There's the super Orthodox, the super Reform, and in the middle you have conservative. So it's interesting that this is the first time a conservative, so that the middle is starting to swing over to the side of pro-gay.
What's super Reform mean?
It means that the women, for example, can read from the holy books and stuff, because otherwise it ain't allowed.
So more progressive.
More progressive.
Or as progressive as Orthodox Judaism could be.
Yeah. It's more like gender equality is one of the biggest things.
He says, my motto is to give Judaism back to the people.
That, and you can wear mixed Orthodox Jews, if they're ultra Orthodox, only wear 100% cotton. No mixed, like polyester cotton blends.
As the Bible says, no mixed blends.
Exactly.
Now, sorry to bring it down again, across to Africa, in Cameroon this time. Did you know that if you drink Baileys, you're gay?
Well, I know I'm gay.
Is that a reference to those cowboy shots that I dare not sort of say the full name of because it's before 9 o'clock?
Well, no, not... Well, possibly.
Because they contain butterscotch schnapps and Baileys.
No. So this is actually what happened is in case a client is convicted for his feminine mannerisms because he was drinking Baileys Irish Cream, which the judge felt was a woman's drink.
Everyone knows those cowboy shots I was referring to are called that because they coat your throat on the way down. So, yeah.
His lawyer has spoken out saying that basically police arrest people and charge them based on stereotypes. There is no other way of looking at this. They look at stereotypes. The guy's a hairdresser and he was drinking Baileys, therefore he must be gay and he will be up on charges they will be used to prove his homosexuality in court.
But let's like bring it to realism here. Like we spoke with Yves from Cameroon maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and this is a country where a Cameroonian man died in prison in January after he was jailed for sending a text message to another man that said, "I'm very much in love with you." Let me repeat, died in prison. This is not a country to like take lightly if they're passing judgments on the Baileys Irish Cream.
But wouldn't they have to take it further and say, where did he purchase this Baileys Irish Cream from? If he picked it up in a bottle.
You're applying logic again. It's just, I know.
Facts. It's always about the facts with me.
Now, to USA, Colorado Springs, a transgender student has been crowned homecoming princess at Colorado Springs High School. That's a pretty decent accolade, actually.
I look forward to the day when that's not news.
That's true. what is news? This one, I loved this one. And if you've been around Facebook, you would have seen this story throughout the week. An Iowa couple who've been together for, wait for it, 72 years.
Aww.
They're 90 and 91. They got married. They took advantage of the change of laws within Iowa to allow them to get married. And there's a photo. In fact, we're going to post it on our Facebook page after the show. The two of them in their wheelchairs, 91 years old, holding hands. And they said, we've had a good time.
They've traveled to all 50 states, all around Canada. They've been to England twice. They grew up in Iowa.
They said it's never too late for a new chapter in life.
Oh,
love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And that's the way we do like to finish Worldwide Wrap, on a high note. There are lots of good news stories around the world. We're going to explore those more. We are talking China tonight. We will have Felix on to tell us about gay life in China.
Hi, my name is Kenneth. I'm from LGB Denmark. You're hearing me on the Worldwide Wave.
Time to kick off with some fun, fast facts about China.
Yes. So China, it was back in the day absolutely comfortable with homosexuality. And they had terms such as passion of the cut sleeve, the bitten peach. And this is appearing
in things like peach.
6th century poetry. We're talking long time ago, absolutely fine with it. And Felix is nodding his head, confirming this.
If only I'd been born 1,000 years ago, Felix.
So welcome, Felix, to Worldwide Wave.
Yeah, thank you.
How up are you on ancient history of gay people in China?
Mention about the poetry is like they are like very close friends. That's what the teacher told us in the class. But I feel like maybe they have some like, you know, crush between each other and feel like they are loyal to each other.
So your teachers told you they were just good friends.
Yeah, but she also tried it in English. She didn't try and tell us in a clear way. Do you know what I mean? I think she also feel like probably that way, but she can't tell her students.
Oh, I got it. So she sort of hinted and let you realize that she thought it was perhaps a bit more than just friendship happening in the old 6th century poetry.
Cool. Now, when talking, so somebody who's gay, that is tongzi, is that correct? Is that the way it's described?
Gay, yeah. We also use the English word gay in
Chinese as well.
Right now.
And lesbian for lesbian, is
really?
That right?
lies for lesbian.
Now, I just want to check because Wikipedia, yes, we do some of our research on Wiki, has this list. And I just wanted to know if words like, how would you say tongzi?
Tongqi in Mandarin. It means like a girl she married with a gay, but she didn't know she was a wife for a gay, and it's totally
so tragic. A straight girl who's accidentally married a gay man. Yeah. And it's tragic.
You know why this happened? Because they never have sex before marriage. Some girls are still very conservative because of their education from her family.
So you wouldn't have sex before marriage, so you wouldn't realize he was gay. You'd marry him, and then you wouldn't have sex after marriage.
Yeah, that's totally tragic.
So, and then again, that's tongqi, tongqi,
tongqi,
tongqi. Sorry, my pronunciation.
That's really good.
All kinds of.
They have a really. Can I take it into the gutter? The reference to tops and bottoms in terms of sexual positions. The bottom is Ling Hao, is that correct? Which?
The bottom is,
Ling Hao. Yeah. Ling Hao, which means butthole.
Yeah, it means bottom. Right. And the Yi Hao means top.
The top.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the way the signs are written, it sort of is almost like there's the first character is a bit of a penis, and then the second one, it's a bit of a, round circle. I'll let you think about that.
There you go. Very visual. Now, traditional views of homosexuality, whilst there was this general acceptance, homosexuality was about in, or same-sex relations were about in early days, there seemed to be a bit of a switch. So once Westerners came on the scene from around about the 1840 onwards, there seems to have been a bit of a switch whereby homosexuality then became a no-no.
Oh, to be fair, though, not just Westerners, because Mongolia was promoting a much more aesthetic culture as well, not just against homosexuality, but almost all sexuality was sort of getting dampened just a bit. And so the confluence of the two things happening just meant boom, gay, out the window.
But that said, homosexuality is legal in China. In fact, it's been legal since 1997 when the National Penal Code was revised.
Woohoo, and removed from the list of mental illnesses in 2001.
Yeah.
A little bit later on that one. And there have been very proactive HIV/AIDS campaigns to educate specifically men who have sex with men. Overt police enforcement against gay people is restricted to gay people engaging in sex in public or prostitution. So you can have sex in private, but once you take it onto the streets or prostitution, then that is still enforced.
Now, we'll be finding out more about what it's like to be in China from Felix himself shortly.
Hello, Australia. This is Gabrielle from Luxembourg. From the other side of the world, we share in your fight for same-sex marriage. Good luck to everyone at Joy 94.9.
It's the Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time, Joy's international news and current affairs show. Tonight, we have stopped off in China, and we have with us Felix. Felix is a Chinese-born student now living in Melbourne. Felix, tell us a bit about family life. What is the expectation of you as a child in the family?
Well, firstly, when I was a young boy, a little boy, my body was not good. So my parents hope me can eat more things and become a healthy boy. But when I'm getting older, they probably have an ambition, like if you can become a successful person in this country, if you can get wealthy, if you can get what you want, then. But they also give me the freedom, like you can go to what you want, you can do what you want to do. Because I choose filmmaking as my career. I want to be a filmmaker.
Oh, cool. And they say like 90% of China, the young people accept gays. Do you feel like the older people have accepted you and you could, it was easy for you to come out?
No, the reality in China is the old people didn't notice gay things. They didn't know nothing about that. It means they never know about these things. They think this shouldn't happen in this world. But actually it happens.
Do you think that they're, you know, they don't want to know, therefore they're ignoring, or they're just totally oblivious that there would be gay people in the country?
They believe totally there won't be gay people in the country, and they believe it won't happen in their family.
Are there a lot of older gay people, or is it mostly younger folks like you?
I think maybe it's the same percentage, but like older people, they don't really want to tell you about that. And they are more secretly doing some stuff like this. But for younger people, like, I'm totally cool with my sexuality. I can be open to people. I can talk with you for that. But I can't really talk with people in China.
Mm.
Because most of people will give you a bad impression. What are you talking about? I don't really accept that. But in here, I'm fine. I can talk with that. Yeah.
Does that? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
And does she know that you're gay?
I told her about that before, but she's a doctor. And then she said, probably because our family, you are covered by the parents and covered by me too well. That's why you love guys, but probably you will find you love girls later. You know, they still have a fantasy.
It's a phase. You'll get over it.
But I really want to tell her.
Felix is wearing a vest and checkered pants right now.
And a fabulous jacket with its like black and white pattern.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Yeah.
For those of you listening and not looking, I'm not so sure how quickly he'll find the future love of his life wife, but go on.
is that frustrating for you that your own sister is sort of, she's not
really,
really accepting it?
Really frustrated. I'm not joking. I'm really serious, because that time was we have a big fight with my parents, and my sister and I were always in the same way. We are in same country. We talk about each other's things and secrets, but she feel
this
depressed.
This is one secret too far.
She feel depressed when talking about that with her.
Do a lot of people, I know in some countries they try to go to religious places and make gay people straight. Is that common in China to try to do
conversion?
No, we
didn't do that. Because in China, we don't really have a religion belief. People have different religion belief, but most of people don't have a religion belief.
Oh, yeah. So it's generally kind of accepting. It's just that your parents don't want you to be gay?
I didn't really talk about that with my parents. But my dad used to tell me, like, look at the Western countries. They are open to these different sexualities, and it's a really good thing. He said it's a really good thing, but I didn't dare to tell him, sorry, Dad, I'm a gay. I didn't really tell him that, but it seems like he's pretty cool with that. But I'm not sure.
Do you think maybe he was sending you a message that, you know,
I should come out from the closet?
That jacket's a little bit too fabulous, son. So maybe you should just come clean.
True,
maybe
that.
That's what he's saying.
There are many reports of gay conversion therapy in China. So where parents put their kids into these centres with very limited medical basis to them and go through hypnotherapy, electrotherapy, all these sorts of things to try and cure them. Never heard of that?
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know. Just a Western rumour.
I know some gay people. Some of my friends and classmates are gay people. But just like last month, a classmate told me I was gay, and I didn't notice that. I thought he was straight. But I said, how could you keep this secret for such a long time? We were classmates for 4 years during the bachelor course, but I never noticed that. So the point is, like, you know, people keep to hide themselves.
Themselves in the closet.
Yeah.
So if they do that, how do you meet guys in China?
Yeah, that's a problem, because I didn't really have a relationship.
That's why you're out here in Australia. No.
I didn't really have a relationship with someone before. Because I don't know their sexualities. Even I can't tell. I think I'm a gaydar, very sensitive. But I can't really tell people's sexualities in China because they hidden themselves well. Yeah.
Now, what about the internet? How does that... Like in Australia, there's obviously lots of apps and lots of websites and things. Does that exist in China?
Have this in China. Mm-hmm. But like most of the contents on that website is about seeking sex and seeking random sex. So I'm not really interested in that. I feel insecure and safe. So
No, fair enough. Now, you are interested in documentaries, and that's what you're studying right now. Is that
narrative.
Film? Narrative.
Yeah.
So just in general, is the media in China open about homosexuality? Is there room for that type of narrative in China?
No, terrible. Sorry, my language. It's like the media, they want to tell about that, but the government didn't allow them to do that. if they did that, they will cancel this content for the show.
So is that both good and bad stories? Like, are there stories that portray gay people as bad?
No.
No? So there's no mention at all?
No mention. They are
and they would get cancelled by the government if they had a program that was going to mention it.
Or cancelled by the head of the company.
Oh.
They would do that. They are afraid of, you know, getting some problems.
Wow. And so is there any, like, gay...
role models?
Movies? Or
role model? Yeah, there's a gay role model. I really love him. He's a famous host in Taiwan. He's called Cai Kengyun.
A TV host.
Okay. And he's very, very famous. A lot of people know that. And he's open to people. He tells his sexuality to the public.
So just curious then. So are you relying on Taiwan to get some of your gay media? Is there anyone in mainland China?
No.
Yeah. Next question.
How do people in mainland China view Taiwan? Because Taiwan is, I would say, more progressive in terms of their rights and things. Is that seen as something that a mainland Chinese person would be worried about or would be happy, something to aspire to?
I think the second one, happy to aspire to something, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't really have a gay media in mainland.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't dare to. It's not there. It's about the illegal by the government, because the government don't want people to talk about that, don't want people to face that. But it's a reality in China. Like, you know, a lot of people, LGBT people, need to stand out, need to talk about their relationship, talk about their emotional things, talk about their stories to people. We need to share.
So there's no chance of Joy 94.9 being open in Beijing anytime soon?
Probably they will have some private radio stations, but I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Are there support groups or anything that's not media?
I think there'll be some support groups, like you told before, like in 2001, the government changed the laws. That was an effort by some supportive groups. It's their work. It was their effort.
Okay, so these groups got the laws changed in 2001, and that have. But have you been like at university or anything? Was there support groups?
No.
So when you said that you think there needs to be more discussion about gay issue, how do you think that could happen within China?
Well, I think someone needs to stand out, like some celebrities.
So a role model?
Your role model. They need to stand out. They need to tell people. Otherwise, like, a lot of people will live under the shadow, in the shadow. Like me, when I was 13, I was totally tragic of my sexuality. I even want to commit suicide. That's a reality. But then I leave that. I found I have power in myself. I can do that.
What changed for you then? What inspired you to change?
I think that was contributed by some Western cultures, because I like to watch some Western, like American TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one song I really like is called Beautiful from Christina Aguilera.
Ah.
Did you ever listen to that song?
Beautiful, by
yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's about the LGBT people. It's like, no matter what you do or no matter where you are.
Okay, yeah. I'll stop now.
Yeah. We'll get Christina to sing it if we need to.
Yeah, that is the power of the role model. I think China also needs some role models like Christina Aguilera, something like this.
If you have a government that won't let that message out and a media that feels threatened, how would people know that a role model exists?
Like Cai Kengyun, he has Weibo.
Yeah.
Chinese Facebook.
Right.
He will sometimes post some status on the Weibo, so people will read his status and know that things. But it's not like he just directly talk about the gay people. He will use another word to transform his meaning.
Okay, so it could be somebody who's not gay might read it differently, and therefore it's okay.
Hidden meaning. That's true. And there's probably not any organization like Lifeline or any of the hotlines that you could ring for help or guidance, is there?
No.
And death, by the way, just reminds me, Lifeline's number is 13 11 14. So if you feel like you need to chat about anything, feel free to ring them at any point in time.
And Gay and Lesbian Switchboard too. Great service here.
This is Tiseke Kasambala from Human Rights Watch South Africa office on the World Wide Wave.
It is your Joy show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. And tonight you've got Dean Squirrel and Matt, and we're here with Felix. Felix, what brought you out here to Australia from China?
Actually, I just want to chase a higher education about filmmaking, and I chose some English-speaking countries because I only speak English for my second language. So I chose America, England, Australia. But Australia was just the perfect time for me to make an application. So then I chose here.
And so do you want to do anything with your filmmaking about being gay or gay life?
Yes. Because last semester I was decided to do a film about gay people, but then I just gave up because my story was not good. So I chose, if I have a good story later, I will definitely do that in the future. But actually, in the end of this year, one of my friends, she's going to direct a story about gay people from China. Two boys come to Australia and they fall in love with each other for many years, but they didn't dare to tell each other. But now they find it's a perfect time to tell what they...
to tell their story.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be the producer of her film.
Oh, that's okay. Fantastic opportunity. Yeah. Because from what you were saying, there's not a whole lot of gay media in China.
Yeah.
Do you think film is a good way to tell the stories that you think that need to be told?
I think it is. One of my favorite films, Brokeback Mountain. It was totally beautiful and deeply moved. In the end of the film, people notice that it's not about the sexuality, it's about the love. It's always about the love. So I think that's the way Ang Lee tried to express his idea to people. So that will people make even gay people's love was so beautiful. So we'll feel it's the same with straight people. So they don't have the fear of accepting gay people and different sexualities.
And Ang Lee is Taiwanese and won an Oscar for it. So, yeah.
Could be
speech
you.
Ready.
Could be you. So do you plan on heading back to China, first of all?
I don't really know. It's really pain. I don't really know what I could do. But I really want to transport in different countries. I love to work in different countries. But
Matt's nodding his head.
in coming out here to Australia, what have you noticed? Is there a particular, I don't know, is there a freedom? Is there a, what have you noticed in living in Australia as compared to China?
I think it's a good environment. I mean, the natural environment, because, China is now living under the big fog. And the air pollution.
Fog, like smog, right?
Yeah, smog, air pollution. So the air quality is very important for people now. This is one thing. Another thing is freedom, I think.
I thought it was code for the government watching everything. China's near the big fog. I was that's pretty brave. So do you feel in terms of, you were talking about gay people that don't have hotlines, no support groups that you necessarily know about, a network director would close down any gay shows. Will there be improvements for gay people in China in the future, do you think?
I think it definitely will.
And what's going to make those improvements happen?
I think it firstly depends on the government. And I feel some young people, when they get into the... they have to do something for gay people, do something for these social problems. And another thing is some celebrities have to stand out. If I'm going to become famous in the future, I would definitely come out and share my experience with people, tell people, don't be fearful about that. Even you are gay or lesbian, be strong, be cool.
What about parents?
You heard Felix here first.
Yeah, also
on the World Wide Wave.
I feel we have to really discuss this with parents. If I have a boyfriend, I will tell my parents. But now I don't have, so I don't think it's a perfect time to tell them about my sexuality. But if I have a love, I would definitely share this.
Oh, no,
them.
Honey. It is so better if you tell them before. Otherwise, before. They will hate the boy. If you tell them now, they might like the boy.
Okay. Now, yeah.
Yep, it's always better to tell them before.
You made our son gay.
Yeah, they'll hate the boy if you first tell them that first time and they meet the boy. They think, I hate you.
Okay.
A passing thought has nothing to do with
this
China.
This free counseling session was brought to you by.
Yeah, and it's really hard environment and situation. I can't find a way to deal with that. Sorry. It's a reality.
Do you have any sort of feeling that there is a change going on? I mean, we're reading a story where 90% of young people are accepting of gay. There's a story from last year where there is a Chinese group of PFLAG, the parents and friends of lesbians and gays, who are starting to speak out. Do you have any sort of feeling that there is change going on, even if it's just small?
It's going on.
It's going on?
It's big, not small. Because lots of people feel it's cool. And they're afraid of some students in the primary school will learn this way. But then we'll tell people it's a born way. It's not like the you become a gay or lesbian after you grow up. You born with this way. You know what I mean?
So there's an acceptance of that?
Yeah, acceptance of that. And some girls are really like, when they saw two guys fall in love, they feel, oh, it's so cool. They are excited about that. So people feel like it's a cool culture, pop culture, and people like to mocking about that.
So it's like your gay best friend who's being supportive.
Yeah, some of my friends really support this thing for me. And
So you think, Matt, that goes back to that same-sex wedding that went going viral, that it's so cool that the two men are in love and that's why it's so popular, maybe? What do you think, Felix?
This is one reason. Another reason is still like, people feel like we all need understanding. So it's also, they can try to think another way. Like, if I were gay or lesbian, I would also, you know, I need to love someone. I need to have a family. So I think they also can change another way of thinking. Yeah.
There are some great stories in history. If I think back to Harvey Milk in America, he was a politician who very famously told people to come out, because it's much harder to hate somebody when they're real, when they're a friend of yours that you might not have known who is gay. Yeah. Do you think that is part of the process of change for China?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, but some people will say like, I accept gay, I don't care about that. But if what's happened in my family or among my people, I will feel not okay. So it's still a selfish thing, I think.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Felix. It's just, you really want to make sure that it's safe for you before you come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're going to get up on a pedestal, make the documentary, make the narrative, and win the Oscar.
But some of my friends, most of my friends know my sexuality, just accept my family. Yeah, sorry, it's reality I have to deal with. It's my thing. But, you know, I will find a way to tell them about that.
And you will deal with it in your own time.
In your way, in your time.
Unless they accept you, they don't get to touch the Oscar.
Felix, it has been great having you on and sharing your story about your experiences in China. Thanks for joining us on Worldwide Wave.
Yes, thank you.
This is David Wadali from the Ubuntu Foundation, Malawi, Southern Africa, on the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
And this week you've been with Matt and Squirrel as we've been chatting to Felix from China.
And now, Dean too. Dean's here too.
Oh, Dean is here too. Dean's on the panel and doing fantastic, amazing things going, why don't you mention me? But why don't we mention the fact that although we've been thinking in our Western views China is quite behind, there's still somebody here saying, no, my friends are accepting and it's on Weibo and it's all okay. So let's not be so quick to judge other countries.
A big thank you to Felix for joining us tonight and sharing his story. To people who messaged us or joined us on Facebook this week, Greg, Joe and Mark, a big hello to you. On the front desk, we've got Gordon out there. We're
the
waving
Gordon.
To you.
Yay, Gordon.
Scottish Gordon.
Hello.
Wonder what he thinks about independence.
I know.
Giant smile on the way back.
We should have brought him in here and asked him for his views on the Yes No vote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe next week we can.
Hey, yes,
no,
let's
next
do it.
Week. We're off to Tunisia.
Ooh,
so we're up in the Middle East and Northern Africa region and talking about religion and gays. Could there be a new alliance? Ooh, we've got a fascinating interview that you will love. We'll catch you next week on the Worldwide Wave.
Thank you for listening to the Worldwide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.